In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Q-Code listeners, we hope you're ready to fall in love with our new show called Electric Easy. It showcases some of our best sound design to date. With original music from Kesha and sound design from Dunkirk's Randy Torres, Electric Easy is like a summer blockbuster for your ears. It's a forbidden love story between a runaway android and the human sent to hunt her down. This show will empower you to live your life as your authentic self and make you want to sing from the rooftops. The star-studded cast includes Chloe Bailey, Mason Gooding, and Kesha. Are you ready to immerse yourself into the world of Electric Easy? Episode 1 starts now.
Please be advised the following episode contains adult content, graphic language, and hate speech. Listener discretion is advised. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Q-Code presents Electric Easy, created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha, also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
First verse. Lucky. In the dark, I wake up with a knot in my stomach. Something's coming. Nah, it's just a feeling. Push it down. My bad. What's good? A minute to midnight. A full moon. Red. Like it was dipped in blood. We drift on the 101 towards downtown. Skinner's new ride already stinks of burgers and cheap cologne. Isn't it strange? Some things never change.
You gotta take a good hard look in the mirror, son, and ask yourself, am I living in the light of his love? Am I doing right by my maker?
I got the update.
I'm updated.
I got the update, too.
Get the patch by Rayon Inc., a prescription
Veto.
Update that, along with safer sex practices, lower your chances of transferring the Blitz virus through sexual...
After everything you wanted to discuss your rights... What about our rights? We're their victims! What about our...
Just pick something. Gonna give me a migraine.
Let me live.
Shit. If you find a new body, you can. If you are unhappy with the size and shape of your egg...
Good Friday to you, L.A. Wildfires continue to rage in the north, but we're looking at chillier weather tonight and another storm heading our way down the coast. That's gonna be bringing us some acid rain...
Chili, what's she on? I'm sweating my balls off here.
Maybe ditch the polyester.
Like I'm gonna take style tips from a kid in a... What is that? A mesh tank? You for real?
You're gonna mess up your car seat, Skinner. I'm telling you.
Hey, the wife gave me this shirt. It's got dodos on it. What's not to like? Hey, Peggy's been asking when you're gonna come around for dinner.
Dodos went extinct over 400 years ago because they were too stupid to be afraid of us. What?
You're doing that thing again.
What thing?
You're being a weirdo downer.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. Spooked about this job, kid?
Ginger, please. It's just repo, isn't it?
From your mouth to God's ear. But it ain't every day we repo the one that killed her daughter.
Was up half the night yesterday. What's up?
No shit. Brunette with the ink?
Nah, she's out of the picture.
Already?
Yeah. No, I had a dream, a nightmare. Man, a real screamer.
Here we go again.
It's the next exit.
I know.
Okay, so I'm in this pond, right? Doing God knows, washing myself, I guess. And I find a zipper on the back of my head. And it was like, you got a hangnail, you know, you try to like not pick at it. I tried to leave it alone, but nah, I just couldn't help myself.
The hell?
In my dream.
Oh yeah, I got that.
So I pull on the zipper, it goes across my forehead and down to my belly button. I zip myself up and zip, blink of an eye. My skin comes right off, like a wetsuit.
And? Do I even want to know?
What?
What was under the skin suit?
Well, just, I mean, me.
What?
Yeah. Listen, at least I thought it was me at first, right? Thought I was molting or something, you know, like a snake. And I'm ecstatic, smiling, ear to ear, no clue why, but I'm the happiest that I have ever been. But then the seed of doubt sneaks in. I mean, sure, he looks just like me, right? But the longer I look, the more I am sure it is someone else.
Well, who?
Who fucking knows? A stranger. And suddenly, I can't breathe, can't scream. I'm drowning in my body, and my fingers claw at my face until, lo and behold, this shit. I find another zipper at the back of my head.
The hell did you smoke?
Nothing. But listen to this. That is when I wake up, okay? And I look down, and I am pitching a tent. Rock hard.
Wait, what?
Ain't that some shit?
Ugh, something's not right in that head of yours. I'm serious. Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing, stupid? Got a lighter on you.
You know what your problem is?
Go for the jug, Skinner.
You need to get laid, my man. Always on the edge of some shit.
I get more ass than you, old man.
I'm married.
Excuses.
And I got 2 decades on you.
I need to feel something for once is what I need. When Pops was my age, he left my mama for a perfume counter girl. I ever tell you that? Dumb bastard. I never tripped like that. Not even close.
You romanticizing that shit right now? Seriously? Let me hit that.
You ever been head over heels, Skinner?
Miss me with that emo bullshit.
Come on, I'm asking here.
I'm married.
It's the assumption there.
Look, getting your mind swirled like that does you no good when you do what we do. Consider yourself lucky, Lucky. That shit is transmutable.
Transmittable?
I said what I said.
You don't know what you're saying.
Transmutable, like alchemy. This stuff changes you. Steer clear, get head instead.
Easy. Okay, we got a job to do, and you're already transcending.
Hey, maybe. Maybe you can find a feisty one to have some fun with tonight. Target practice. I won't tell. Just make sure it's patched.
You ever been in one of their nests before?
Hell no. Mama D would have had me hanging from a tree.
Still might. All right, keep it low, pro. We grab it and go. Clean sweep. Starting guns will set off the detectors, so shock prods only. Let me do the talking and try not to look like such a goon.
Would you listen to him? Starting to sound like her. Mama Diamond's little golden boy. Itching for that throne, kid?
Call me kid again. Your goddamn face. What do you think I was gonna do?
Pride before the fall, kid.
Yeah.
Plaza. Pops used to take me here when I was 4 or maybe 5.
Place used to be a Chinatown tourist trap. Kitschy as hell, but I liked it. Neon pagodas and red paper lanterns. Shopkeepers selling trinkets and turtles in tiny plastic aquariums. There was this coin-operated tiger kitty ride. Now, looks like someone nuked it. I think they did, during the protests.
Yo, I think it's coming from the old noodle shop. What was that? Put the shock rod away. What the hell are you thinking?
Yo! Yo, what's up?
Mangy little shits. Let's go.
Man, this place had the best egg drop soup once upon. What's that graffiti say?
Where?
On the red door by the stone dog.
It's a fucking dragon, Skinner. Look at its face. You ever see a dog like that?
Dragon, whatever.
Wrong place for the right people.
What does that mean?
It means we're not in Kansas anymore.
Corny mother. It means we're not in Kansas anymore.
Ready, Ginger Bush?
You know, Peggy and I, we were in love once. We were wildfire. Now, scrambling for something to fan the embers with. But hey, that's love too. That's devotion.
Sounds swell.
Give her again.
Can I help you?
Lips. All you can see through the slot in the door is a pair of perfect purple lips.
This the easy?
What's the word of the day?
Marashina.
What just... Is that not the password?
It is.
The bouncer is something, all right. She looks like this old singer my mom loved. Grace Jones. No. She looks like a drawing of Grace Jones. Her angle's even more jagged. Her left arm looks like it's an ornate prosthetic, ceramic or something. When she moves, it makes this strange sound, like a chandelier.
You lost, Bambi?
I see the reflection of my face in her sunglasses. I try to smirk, but I look scared. Why the hell do I look scared? Why is she looking at me funny? I can hear my heart in my ears.
Who do you know?
Here for the show.
Aren't we all? You two bio boys?
That matter?
It's your funeral. IDs and invites. Arms up. Bio boys love Miss V. Hey, I've seen you somewhere.
Maybe you just can't tell us apart.
Buckle up, boys. I'm watching you.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
If you love what you're hearing, be sure to follow Electric Easy on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now to never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Monday.
skin, sweat, smoke, metal.
Holy mother of London. Yo, what now?
Huh? Oh, bar! Head for the bar!
Well, push through then.
A fat little thing that comes up to my waist grinds on a tall alien looking one.
Put some motor oil on it and you're ready to push.
What are you talking about?
A high mileage coat.
Chick with the longest nails I have ever seen berates her blue haired boyfriend.
A
silver cape hits me across the face.
Girl, Rayon is jacking up the price of the patch. Do not play into their
Do we have to do this tonight?
Yes, we have to do this tonight.
Oh,
we have to do
I'm
this every night.
Was that a man or a woman?
This place. I shouldn't be here. What was I thinking? I can't think. There's so many of them. Who the hell do they think they are? It's a sea of dancing bodies. Keep swimming. Keep swimming. Keep swimming.
There's one for you, there's one for me. Excuse me, miss.
Look at the queens holding court. That one's got a snake around its neck.
My wallet.
Oh, girl. You smeared your lip liner.
Bitch, why didn't you say something?
Well, who can get a word in, bitch?
Oh, hey, cutie.
No.
Oh, wow.
Top Shelf Nirvana. Bargain basement prices.
I turn to find a dominatrix with jet black eyes smiling back at me.
No, I'm good.
I got harder stuff, too. Missing out on a ride, boys.
I grab onto the bar like it's a life raft. My hands tremble. I hide them. I wonder if Skinner saw, but I don't want to look over. Behind me, three of them intertwine in their own world. All over each other. All over me.
Yo, Lucky, something to take the edge off.
Shit. Shit.
Lucky.
They're rubbing up on me.
What?
Fucking shameless. Makes me sick.
Down, doggy. Snap out of it. You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Don't explode on me yet.
Okay.
Bartender.
Okay.
Bartender is a weirdo in a rubber suit. Of course he is.
What you boys want?
Just water.
What?
Glass of water.
Huh? Water?
This is so hot in here.
Is it?
Two shots of whiskey. You need it. On the house. Enjoy the show, Bambi.
When in Rome, you good looking a little pale.
I'm good.
To high winds and mermaids.
What does that mean?
Oh, wee.
School is in session.
What's she supposed to be? Some kind of schoolmistress?
Roll call! Ooh, some fresh faces tonight. Oh, my baby. That makes Mama's heavy metal heart go pitter-patter clunk. Welcome home, children. We've been expecting you. They might not want your shine out there, but down here, well, we love a good spark, don't we? Ooh, uh-oh, give me life, but don't forget to tip.
What in the hell?
I got you, Mama, over here.
Oh, big spender hide there. Between the girls for safekeeping.
Freaks.
A girl got a charge, right? You feel me? Now, my little thirst traps, I got something that will leave you positively wet. Category is... skin tease. Daughter of House of Ataris, my sister in crime. It is my great pleasure to introduce. Dear Lord, Miss B, get out here and do your thing before these nasty little piggies. Blow my house down!
Dark lights flood the room. The stage turns neon blue. A giant seashell appears on stage. Vector is curled up inside in a glistening latex bodysuit that matches her glowing brown skin. Long blue braids cover her face. Her voice hits me like lightning. Sets in. Withdrawal. I run.
Wait, what are you doing? Where are you going?
My stomach churns, but there are monsters blocking my way. A man with two mouths cackles at me. He is not a man. He's like her. A tall woman pulls wires out of a mooning bear's chest. He's one of them. A go-go dancer raises her arm up into the air. A turret slides out of her forearm. She's one too. She fires two rounds of glitter. Fucking glitter. This place is full of them. It's full of electrics. Some of them you can't even tell apart from us at all. I look up at myself in the cracked mirror on the bathroom wall. For a moment, I can't recognize my own face. I look insane. Makes sense since I am going insane. I shouldn't have come here. I want to grab a shard of mirror and jab it into my neck. Get it together.
The hell, Lucky? We gotta move.
Watch it.
Sorry about him. Boy can't hold his liquor. You go ahead. Do we need to abort this shit? What the hell is going on with
you? You can keep anything down after seeing that abomination.
Shh, goddamn maniac, keep your voice down.
let's do this shit!
We hope you enjoyed immersing yourself in the first episode of Electric Easy. Be sure to follow Electric Easy on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now to never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Monday.
Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Electric Easy stars Chloe Bailey as Vector, Mason Gooding as Lucky, Happy Anderson as Skinner, Erica Ash as Nervo, Tammy Ann Fortaine as Betty, Benny Drama as Hal, and Kesha as Zephyr. Additional performances by Brendan Jordan, Kelly Mantle, Atul Singh, Kat Ring, James Wellington, Leanne Lee, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Mella Green, Nobuaki Shimamoto, Paul Guzman, Renee Dorian, Rick Kamizawa, Robert J. Chu, David Sullivan. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and David Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kessley. Additional music by Sean Gould. Additional music by Matisse Evru. Additional songs by Glenn Kreitzer. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Sound effects editor, Bob Keller. Mixed by Randy Torres and Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrew Bunker. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors, Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Nerona. Production coordinators, Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Evolve, produced by Hot Tracks Incorporated. Written by Derek D and Whitney V. Special thanks to Marlena Ma, Ben Searle, Amy Gokolan and Joshua Clark. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a Q-Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ash. Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.